Buzzer, St. Louis's only show devoted to the NBA. Here's your host, Brian Doolittle.
Basketball fans out there, welcome to episode 2 of At the Buzzer. I'm your host, Brian Doolittle, and looking forward to another fun-filled Saturday. Another action-packed beginning to the show. Last week we had the nearly terrifying tornado incident on Highway 44 getting to the show. Today I had to deal with Cardinals traffic and some exit closures getting to the station to pick up my equipment. So a little bit 2 minutes late to the show, but glad to be with you. My second show, and I'm beyond excited to be in this position, bringing my love of the NBA and sports to you guys out there. Had a good opening show last week, considering it was a brand new show. Kind of a new endeavor for me, and glad to pull it off and move forward with this. Last week was a little noisy, a little more mellow today, but still have a lot of friends of the show here, having a good time at the Post Sports Bar and Grill here in downtown Maplewood, historic downtown Maplewood. Once again, I want to quickly thank the Post Sports Bar and Grill for hosting the show. I want to thank Team 1380 and General Manager John Helmkamp for this opportunity. What an interesting sports night we had last night. Started off with the Bucks-Hawks. Not a very good game, to be honest, in that early contest. Kind of a plodding, sloppy affair. Reminiscent of the NBA we saw in the mid to late 90s, and we certainly don't want to revisit those days. But as we move ahead, we do have a game 7 at noon between those two teams, and I think the Hawks will most likely finish the Bucks off, but it should be an exciting atmosphere there in Atlanta, and I'm sure most fans outside of Atlanta would agree that out of all the series to go full 7, maybe the consensus, but that's what we have, and we look forward to that. As far as that game last night, in Milwaukee, the Hawks won 83-69. Jamal Crawford finally snapped that slump, put him 24 points to pace the Hawks in that game, forcing the game 7. Bucks rookie Brandon Jennings continues to be really up and down, and that's kind of been a story all year. You know, everybody mentions that 55-point contest, 45 points in the second half, but that was against Golden State early in the season. And, you know, when you shoot under 40%, that is not an efficient performance. Last night, 1 of 9 from downtown for Brandon Jennings. Still a very, very exciting player to watch, and certainly has a bright future ahead. Unless he gets hot, that series will end in Atlanta tomorrow. All the Hawks have to do is sit back in that zone defense, which is not Coach Mike Woodson's forte, but sit back in that zone, see if the Bucks can make anything, and we shall see. Either way, it's a good deal for the Magic, who are waiting and resting. Getting back to last night, I would say around 10:45, I found myself in that sports fan zone, that zone you want to get into. You got your beverage, you got your games on. And last night, around that time, on my main television, I had the Thunder trying to rally in the fourth quarter. Had the Nuggets and Jazz tied in the fourth quarter, early in the fourth quarter, before Utah pulled away. On my other television, and the Cardinals had just came back from that, I guess it was about a 2.5-hour rain delay. Lots of action going on. So exciting. And I hope that you guys out there enjoyed that great sports night last night. Of course, the Lakers did polish off the Oklahoma City Thunder. And probably the most memorable series in the first round. What I'll never forget about the first round is the atmosphere in Oklahoma City at the Ford Center. Those of you who were not up, it was probably about 12:15 St. Louis time when that game concluded, and I would say within 5 seconds after the end of that game, the entire crowd rose as one, giving the Thunder a standing ovation. It was almost instantaneous. just something you rarely see, and one of those very special moments. Very indicative of that blossoming scene we're witnessing with this team, and you know, very tough to see that disappointment in the eyes of Kevin Durant, Jeff Green. They were really heartbroken after that game. And later in the show, we'll talk with Royce Young from the DailyThunder.com, gather his thoughts on this extraordinary young team. Our first guest is going to be Jason Riley. Now, Jason is a contributor, editor for the LakersNation.com, the premier website home for the Los Angeles Lakers. And since we got off to just a couple minutes of a late start, I want to go ahead and bring Jason in here, kind of review that series that concluded last night, and at the same time look ahead to the second round matchup between the Lakers Jazz, which does kick off tomorrow. That is a 2:30 start. Jason, thanks for joining us today.
Hey Brian, how you doing, man? You're welcome.
Can you hear me pretty well there?
Yeah, I can hear you all right, man. A little bit of background noise, but I bet you're coming through okay.
Just making sure. I had a couple glitches last week, though we got through them okay.
Right.
But I can hear you really well. And Jason, I'm not sure if you heard my thoughts about that atmosphere in Oklahoma City, but let's begin with that. What's your impressions of the scene going there in Oklahoma City?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that one more time? I'm sorry.
In Oklahoma City, and it's just been an amazing response by their fans to that young team, especially in the postseason. What's been your perception of that?
You know, Oklahoma City, they really impressed me. And, you know, going throughout the years of watching the Lakers, you kind of develop, and you probably noticed this as well with your teams, is when your team is playing somebody else in the playoffs or in important games, you kind of find reasons to dislike the other team that you're playing. And when it comes to Oklahoma City, it's a really hard thing to find. Like, Kevin Durant, class act, superstar, does all the right things. I really like the guy. I like Jeff Green. I like Westbrook. And the one thing, like you just alluded to earlier, that really impressed me about the Thunder is that crowd in Oklahoma City really blew me away. I think they kind of set the bar for the rest of the NBA in terms of crowd noise and, like, fan base that really understands the game and when to make noise. And I'm really impressed by them. I'd say 2 to 3 years, they're a championship-contending team if they can keep all those pieces in place.
Yeah, I would agree with that, and it's really amazing how quickly that turnaround has came in Oklahoma City. As far as that series, Jason, there's not a whole lot of separation between the two teams. Would you agree with that?
I would agree with that. I think you look at the Lakers' season, I mean, I think the Lakers won 57 games, and Oklahoma City won 50 games, so even throughout the 82 games of the regular season, they were pretty close. I mean, that seven-game difference is a very small margin between a 1 and an 8 seed. So I think the seeding was a little bit deceptive. We knew going into the series that Oklahoma City was going to come out and present main obstacles that the Lakers have struggled with all season, and that's, you know, they have penetrating quick guards that can get by our guys, get in the lane, and create problems for us. And they also like to force the tempo, where the Lakers like to slow things down and kind of run through their big guys in the post or Kobe in the post. So Oklahoma City, man, they came in and we knew they would be a tough team. And actually, I think they even were a little bit tougher than all of us expected.
Well, after the game, we had a quote from Kobe Bryant regarding Oklahoma City, basically saying that Lakers had to battle every single minute of that series, and that may help them moving forward. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I think so. And I was looking at the rest of the bracket here in the Western Conference. I think it actually could get easier for us. Like I said just a second ago, Oklahoma City presented the two major weaknesses the Lakers have. And looking throughout the bracket, you know, you have the Denver Nuggets who, you know, present problems for the Lakers. They've been eliminated. You have Dallas. A lot of people thought Dallas could take care of the Lakers this year. You know, they've been eliminated. So, you know, a lot of the teams that we thought going forward would present problems, you know, in the Western Conference Finals and maybe even beyond, they're not there anymore. So I think going forward, it actually could get easier for the Lakers.
Now, moving ahead and looking at the matchup against the Utah Jazz, again, kicking off 2:30 Central Time on Sunday. Derek Fisher, possibly you could identify as a, not a weak cog, but a player that maybe you look to put in a tough matchup. Is Deron Williams probably the main concern at this point for the Lakers in that possible matchup between Deron Williams and Derek Fisher?
Oh, absolutely. I think Deron Williams has kind of launched himself into the conversation of the best point guard in the NBA. And as the Lakers have struggled throughout the season to stop penetrating point guards from getting in the paint, I think nobody does it better than Deron Williams, with maybe the exception of Chris Paul. So I think there's no way Derek Fisher is going to be able to stop Deron Williams from getting in the lane. I think it's going to have to be a team effort where we collapse on him and try and, you know, get out to open shooters. Like, our rotations are going to have to be very solid, just as they were there in that Game 6 against Oklahoma City, for us to keep them from really pulling an upset here.
We look at Deron Williams, and here's a guy who became the first player in NBA history to average or to get 20 points and 10 assists in the first five games of a play series. 14 and 10 in Game 6, that's pretty tough as well. Ex-Illinois star. That, of course, gets followed pretty closely around here. Jace, to wrap up, I want to ask you about Phil Jackson. He says some of the craziest things, and it seems very intentional, almost for his own amusement. And a quote from last night, Phil said, he was asked why visiting teams generally more vulnerable. Phil says, "You have to remember, these men are out there in their underwear and their shorts. These aren't like the old days, but they are pretty scantily clad, and they are, you know, in front of their fans. If you're at all self-conscious, there you are." Such an eccentric, bizarre thing to say. Do you think Phil does this just for his own amusement, or maybe to kind of lessen the tension?
I think Phil gets bored with the media. He's been at this for so many years, and, you know, he gets asked the same repetitive questions over and over, and he has what a lot of Lakers call a very strange sense of humor. So I think he goes out there and he makes comments just to get published, just to get people talking, and I don't think there's really anything behind it other than a few laughs for him and Jeannie and the rest of the guys.
Yeah, I would agree with that. That always makes it fun. Jason, we need to run to our first break. Appreciate your time. And certainly best of luck. Again, that's thelakersnation.com. And we have Jason Riley here with us. And Jason, enjoy the rest of the playoffs.
All right, thanks, man. Appreciate it, Brian.
All right, that was Jason Riley once again. And we are going to head to our first break here on At the Buzzer. And we'll be back with Royce Young from thedailythunder.com to get his perspective on that scintillating Lakers-Thunder series. This is Brian Doolittle with At the Buzzer.
Buying a good used car is all about having the right information and facts. And if it's a Honda-certified used car, well, it just got a whole lot easier. Because now you can find out the history, mileage, and the price of the Honda you're looking for without leaving your home. Simply go online and search Google or Yahoo for Honda-certified used cars. You'll see the current selection at the Honda dealers nearest you, along with the information you need to make the right choice. Honda-certified used cars. It may be used, but it's still a Honda.
St. Louis has always been the heartbeat of soccer in the U.S. From the 1904 Olympic Games to the 1950 World Cup game of their lives. And now, professional men's soccer is back in St. Louis. It's our game. It's our team. It's our time.
AC St. Louis is back this Saturday night at 7. The first 3,000 adults receive Walter Noel Flores gift cards. For tickets, call 888-STL-GOAL or visit ac-stlouis.com.
Drivers, this spring, please give our kids a break, spelled B-R-A-K-E, and please don't drink and drive. Arbor Tree Service has been servicing St. Louis with pride for 3 years, backed by 15 years of experience. For all of your residential and commercial tree trimming, removal, and stump grinding, along with landscaping work, look to...